This is Vectis Radio. For the people, by the people.
I'm pleased to say that by almost exactly namesake, Kelvin is with me in the studio. Hello, Kelvin.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Now, Kelvin's looking very calm, which is surprising because he's running around like a blue something fly trying to set us up for the big FM switch on tomorrow. So thanks for sparing us a few minutes.
That's okay.
Can you take us back? It's such an exciting thing to happen for Vectis to be going FM tomorrow, but a lot of technical work has had to go into this, and I just wonder if you could explain to us something of what the process is to get us here.
Okay, yeah, let's start with a community radio station generally starts from scratch.
Yeah.
For FM, we didn't. We already had a radio station. We just needed to connect it to a transmitter. That sounds very simplistic, but first of all, you have to get permission to do that. We have to get a license from Ofcom, and there's a whole bunch of regulations around that, and the form to fill in is just mind-boggling. And it costs £600 to apply.
Just to fill the form in.
You don't get any of that back if they say no.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's a big leap in faith, if that's the right phrase. I need a leap in the dark. It was almost a leap in the dark. Anyway, we got through that bit, and they said, OK, off you go. But, you know, don't expect us to pay for it. So they didn't. What we had to do was to identify, and this was before we'd filled the form in, identify a good site for the transmitter. And, well, for the mast, anyway. We've picked a site at the top of St George's Down. It's not secret, but I'm not going to bandy about exactly where it is.
Yeah.
And I went up there with my great mate Ian Mack on one Sunday afternoon. We looked at it and said, yep, this is the spot. And we negotiated with the people who own the ground, and they said, all right then, but you need to pay, which we're going to do.
Yeah.
That's not unreasonable. So we then had to start specifying what we were going to buy.
Right.
So I found a company that makes masts at a good price too. They're up in Lancashire, but we got Chris Sullivan to go home and get it.
Yeah,
he drove all day.
Another Vectis Radio volunteer.
Yeah, he drove all day to save us £500 worth of delivery charge.
Wow.
It wasn't because we're on an island; that's what it costs to deliver these things anyway. Because it's a big lattice steel galvanised thing.
How tall is it?
It's a 10-metre mast.
Okay.
Okay, so it looks pretty scary when you're at the top of it. Well, I wasn't because I wouldn't go up it. But another presenter and I, Humpty and ourselves, hung onto the bottom of this scaffolding tower during the wind whilst another set of volunteers put this thing together.
Well, you need the big lads at the bottom to hold it stable, don't you?
We did, that was absolutely right. And I was quite happy to lend my weight to that. we have to have a specially made aerial that goes on the top of the mast.
Yeah.
Tuned to our 104.6 frequency to give us the maximum amount of output.
Yeah, but how long between filling the form in and the mast going up and the aerial, how long did that take?
Right, the form, I'm just trying to remember now, the form once it goes in, I think it was about 6 months for them to look, because the way Ofcom do it, and this is quite a fair way, that they advertise for a particular region of the country to have what they call analogue services, because lots of stuff's on digital now, and we won't get into that this afternoon, that's a whole different topic, and another exciting chapter, I suspect, in the future. But, so they ponder through all the many, many applications, and then they decide who's got the best pitch, if you like, who's like to give them the service they want, because they are also required to give these licences out, bearing in mind we're supposed to be distinctive and different from the mainstream offerings. We have to serve the community, we have to involve the community more so than the commercial station.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that, because we've got a FM licence, but it's a particular licence for community radio, isn't it?
It is, yes.
Yeah.
We have what they call key commitments, which is, we submit what we think our key commitments should be on the form, and then they go, oh, well, yeah, okay, but what about this and this and this, and we sort of negotiate a bit.
Okay.
But some of our key commitments are we involve young people, which we do through the four-piece training course, and without a doubt the fact that we run the four-piece training course definitely swayed them in our favour.
Yeah, brilliant.
They like young people to be involved in radio. We've got to use the radio licence for training, and if you consider what a learning curve I've been on in the last 6 months, that's definitely met that one all right.
Yeah.
We said we would feature local music, which we're going to do, which is a great thing to do for the Isle of Wight, because we've got some great musicians here. And we have to be responsive and involve the community. So if they come up and say, we want you to do this, we have to discuss it with them.
Okay.
In its basic form.
Okay. So Ofcom still have a role to play in what we do?
They do.
Yes.
They don't... Ofcom are a very lean organisation, if I can put it that way. They're not overstaffed.
Yeah.
They oversee the technical side of it. So we had to have the installation examined by one of their engineers, and he said it was all okay. Thank you very much.
Well done.
They oversee the content in terms of what we're allowed to transmit and what we're not allowed to transmit. So,
yeah.
For example, on the telly, you've all heard the watershed, the 9 o'clock watershed.
Yeah.
After the 9 o'clock watershed, you can do stuff that you can't do before the 9 o'clock, more adult stuff.
Yeah.
Radio's not quite the same because people could be listening at any time. And you have to have, it's a nice little vague phrase, have due regard for the people who may be listening.
Okay,
so we wouldn't want to use swear words. We might, if we're going to do more adult music, some of the hip hop stuff, we would have to place that suitably late at night.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
But the main requirement is, as you said, this community stuff, it's a community, like promoting stuff. Island music and working with local organisations to promote their work, involving young people.
And we are still a commercial radio station, even though we're a community one.
Yeah.
So we'll be giving smaller businesses the chance to advertise at a rate on the radio where they might not be able to afford it for a mainstream station. Okay. We have much lower rates.
And you've been working so hard on this for Vectis Radio, and all of us who haven't got a clue about technical stuff are eternally grateful. but sitting back from it for a moment, because you're also a presenter.
Yes.
What difference do you think it makes to both Vectis Radio and the listeners? What difference will FM make, do you think?
Ease of access, I think, comes from. You'll be able to hear us in your car on your standard car radio. Yes, I know some of the more technical ones have found our app on the phone and connected it into their car radio and got mobile data and all that. That's fine. You'll still be able to do that.
Yeah.
But certainly in the Newport area and the immediate surrounding town or villages, you should be able to hear us fine on FM 104.6.
Okay.
In your car, on your clock radio,
all
the usual stuff.
Yeah, and we'll be in more places.
We'll be in a lot more places.
Okay.
You have to bear in mind, because it's a community radio station, we have a low power transmitter.
Yeah.
We're only supposed to cover 5 kilometres around Newport. Anything else is a bonus.
Right.
I know you can hear it in Chale.
Yeah, before I tell you. I even heard it in the New Forest the other day.
A lot of that's going to depend on conditions.
Yeah.
You may have seen in the news recently that Freeview was effectively shut down because of atmospheric conditions.
Yeah.
And they can play havoc.
Yeah. Okay.
Just
cutting in, Kelvin, tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock is the big moment, and you're in the studio, and I've grabbed you because you're preparing for that, aren't you?
Yes, we are.
So we've got a big switch on. Open to people to come and see it?
I'm not sure if we can invite the general public in per se, not because we don't want to, but there's going to be almost all the presenters here, and I think there's 30-odd of us all in terms of the team, not presenters, but in terms of the team, because we've got quite a few people behind the scenes.
So it'll be a full house anyway.
Plus some invited guests.
Yeah.
And what I wouldn't want to happen is for people to turn up and go, oh, I couldn't get in.
Yeah.
Okay. So, by all means, we're always happy to see people at the studio on other times. It's going to be a fairly busy morning. So,
yeah, it will be.
By all means, drop in later in the day.
Yeah.
Come and have a look.
Yeah. And just the final touch, just to let everyone know, a very special person is going to perform the ceremony, isn't she?
Yes, Hannah.
Could you just quickly tell us about Hannah?
Hannah's one of our 4P's alumni, can I say that? Well, actually, she hasn't stopped being on the 4P, so she's kind of hung on.
Yeah.
And she's got additional needs due to an accident she had when she was very young.
Yeah.
But she's got a cracking sense of humour.
Yeah, I know.
And she's going to... Well, we're just installing the big red button as we speak for her to switch it all on at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning.
So Hannah is a... has gone to a 4-piece training school, and it's entirely appropriate that she's the one who presses that button tomorrow.
She is.
Because that's what we're all about, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm sure she's very excited.
I'm sure she is. I think I am.
Yeah.
Are you?
I'm terrified.
Are you too tired to be excited?
Well, I'm not so much tired. I've just now got to the point where what can I do next? I've got little bits and pieces to do in here.
I know. I've got to let you go, haven't I?
And we've got to connect where you're sitting up to the transmitter later on.
Oh, wow.
But after you finish, you're the last person on internet only, you know that, don't you?
Yeah, I'm honoured, I think.
Yeah, I think that's a sign.
Is it an honour?
I don't know.
No, I don't know. Let's say it is.
I'm sure it's an honour. I'll get you a medal.
Thanks, Kelvin.
The last person on the internet-only Vivectus Radio.
Yeah. Anyway, thanks for all your amazing work on this.
And my pleasure.
A lot of it, well, almost all of it's down to your technical genius, I think. So you don't need to answer that. Just let me say it for you.
Okay.
Thanks, Kelvin.
Thank you. www.vectusradio.com